Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's out on the West Coast. Scott Cuddy makes it all happen. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they take us along for a ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, all about radio on the go. Yep. All about the ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. What I mean by that is this. Look, we only get you for a brief period of time each and every day. We want you to be plugged into us. So no mystery here. You got a device, you're using the device. It could be the iPhone, it could be the Android, it could be the iPoppy, it could be a tablet. You could be sitting at your desk already, get ready to tune up your day at the old PC and earn the daily bread. Well, if you're going to be listening, we want you to be listening to us. So if you're at your desk already, click on the Listen Live button on our award-winning website, sportsbylineusa.com, and we're right there for you. But if you're on the go, you get the kids off to school, get the spouse off to work, getting off to the gym, whatever the circumstances are, well, just plug in, go to one of the sites, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, /talk, and we're right there for you. And it's easy peasy lemon squeezy. So, you know, check it out. You're going to like to listen. We have the best guests. We have the most entertaining talk and hopefully the best insight that you're going to get in the world of sports. Now, what's most important for us is the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they protect us each and every day. They're out there in the field. They're in the skies. They're all over the place. And they don't get a day off. Well, they do technically, but you know what I'm talking about. They don't get to go home at the end of the day, usually. They're in the barracks. They're on the bases. They're overseas. They're deployed. And if you see somebody in a uni, online at a coffee shop, you know, in the local deli, in the supermarket, picking up some grub, thank them. Be on your way, because they're running towards it while we run away from it. We're running for the exit ramp right now. We're going to tap out and head to a commercial right after this short break. We'll be back with more of the attack.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine.
but Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook? The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
Denied by Nurkic. Oh, Holiday! A major rack attack! What a setup by the Brow!
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. You are not. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack, 1-800-878-PLAY. If Twitter is more your thing, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. It's the basketball courts we go, and rightfully so. You know, I have this motto in my life, and I always try to put myself in the other person's shoes. And I was pretty hard on Greg Popovich on yesterday's show. And rightfully so. He's been completely obnoxious, and it's been going on for a long, long time, but it doesn't excuse what happened yesterday. You know, Pop had a lot of things going on behind the scenes, and what was going on was the impending death of his wife. So we'll cut him slack for the press conference that he had after the game one loss. This has been an ongoing illness going on for a long time and kept private. And she was a young woman at age 67. And they didn't even discuss what the illness was. One can speculate, but I'm not one of those people that's going to do that. But like I said, he was unusually obnoxious after the game one loss to Golden State, and I called him out on it, and maybe there was a little more going on behind the scenes. And so a mea culpa on my part to Greg Popovich, not that he listens, but it should be made record. And you wish condolences at this time of stress and grief for him, their kids, their grandchildren. And a couple have been married over 40 years. You know, he's going through a lot right now. There's no timetable for him coaching the next game. He met Aaron Popovich when he was working as an assistant coach at the Air Force Academy back in 1973 to 79. The role of being a spouse in professional sports is not an easy one. There are lots of benefits. There are rewards. When you're first starting out in the business, and by the way, it's the same when you do this for a living. There are rewards and there are benefits, and there's also stress that goes along with it. You're traveling a lot. You get fired. You move along to another city, another town, another opportunity. And whoever your spouse is needs to be a strong human being, because you're uprooting and you're moving. And if there's kids involved, they're going to new school systems, and you're away from your family. And the person who's involved as a coach or a broadcaster or an athlete, for that matter, they're constantly away from the family, and it's very stressful. And I'm sure no less so for Greg Popovich. The basketball family as a whole is in mourning. The Spurs family, led by R.C. Buford, talked about how supportive they wanted to be of Greg. You know, again, there's not much to be said other than sympathies. Kevin Durant was tearful. He made a pretty eloquent statement. He said, "I just want Pop to know the whole NBA family is supporting him and has his back through everything. It's bigger than the game. It's bigger than winning and losing. It's a brotherhood we build as NBA players and everybody in the NBA family, and I feel bad for Pop and his family." It's just tough to hear about. LeBron James, the same thing. He said, "Look, I'm a huge Pop fan. I love him. It's a tragedy. My family goes out to Pop and his family. My wishes go out to Pop and his family." He, you know, went to tears. You know, what else do you say? It's a loss for him, obviously. It's a loss for the sports community. Not too many people knew much about Aaron. I don't know the woman personally, but I know that you lose somebody in your family and you lose somebody that close that you're going through a lot. So again, that press conference the other day was unusually obnoxious, even for Greg. And now we know that there was other things going on behind the scenes. So my apology to him, but also my sympathy to somebody who lost somebody very close to him. And it's a tough thing to go through. So 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Games themselves, well, we're into the meat of the schedule now in the NBA. Teams that were on the cusp. You know, we'll back it up and go to OKC and the Jazz, and it is now officially a series. Utah 102, Thunder 95. This was a game that, you know, quite frankly, could have been had by OKC. George didn't have the kind of game that he had. It was a solid game, and he didn't have a great game. Carmelo stepped up with 17 points. Steven Adams got outplayed this time. And defensively and with the rebounding, it was a difference. He got in foul trouble and ended up fouling out of the game. And it was one of the big differences. OKC had this game where they wanted it at various different points. Utah came back in the second quarter and had a pretty nice lead at halftime. 7-point lead. OKC came storming back in the third quarter, but just ran out of gas. And Utah outscored them 28-16 in the fourth quarter. So, you know, when you're looking at it and you're trying to figure out what happened in the basketball game, that was pretty much the story right there. Running out of gas. And it wasn't. Utah clamped down on the defensive end. Donovan Mitchell, dude, he's not playing like a rookie. Dropped 28 on him. Should Utah win this series, and now they go back to their home court with a win on the road. So game on. He's gonna open up eyes around the rest of the country if they get to the next round. I mean, he already has to the true basketball fans, but he's gonna open it up to the rest of the country off of this game. And again, Russell had a terrific game. 19 points, 13 assists, 9 boards. Paul couldn't shoot. He was 6 of 21. like I said, 18 points, which was fine. Carmelo had 17 points, which were fine, but volume. It was all volume. 6 of 18 for Carmelo, 6 of 21 for Paul. Won it on the boards, won it with defense. Utah rebounded Oklahoma City 56-46. And this was a game up until the end. Jazz was leading 99-95, yeah. And Melo had 2 3-point opportunities, missed them both. Ricky Rubio played in control this time, but it was defense, defense, defense. It was a difference in the basketball game. Derek Favors had a career high, playoff-wise, 20 points, 16 boards. And Gobert, as I said, it wasn't so much about the touches. He only had 13 points. But he had 15 rebounds, 5 in the offensive end, 3 blocks, 2 turnovers, and he fouled out Steven Adams. So it's the way to go. We're going to the exit ramp. When we come back, more NBA. We'll pick it up with the remainder of Jazz Thunder and move on from there right after the short timeout. Don't go anywhere. I'm Black, you're not.
Nogueira inside. Missed it. Blocked by Wall. Wall, Lawson sets up for 3. Hits it.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
There's a knockaway by Wright. DeRozan keeps it alive. drive, and just does keep it in play. A loft to right. Oh, what a sequence by Toronto, making the hustle play.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack on Black. Roberto's out on the coast, just spinning, which isn't so bad. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Scott Cutting making sure it all stays on the air. NBA is what we're talking about, and rightfully so. Jazz and Thunder, Saturday will be the next game. Utah's flipped the advantage. Home crowd's going to be tough. Most of these series in the National Basketball Association throughout the playoffs are going to be great series. You can have a couple of blowouts as you do each and every year in the playoffs, but for the great majority of them, these are going to be tooth-and-nail, dog-eat-dog series. Get used to it. Fans are going to be flipping out. I have a lot of friends in OKC, man, and they were all over Facebook just dying in agony tonight. Well, don't give up the ship just quite yet. All right? You know, you got to get a better play out of your big three. And somebody's got to stop Donovan Mitchell. And that ain't easy. The kid was amazing. Yet again. Shooting was okay. Wasn't great. He was 10 of 25. And didn't make a three-pointer. But he made all his three throws. 6 boards, 2 assists, 4 turnovers. In his 43 minutes, and he dropped 28. He's doing it each and every night. This kid, he ain't no rookie. He's going to throw a rookie lineup there once in a while, and if you want to look at his stat line completely, you look at the three-pointers, and they weren't there. But yeah, he matched Westbrook and then some. Again, Westbrook had a good game, but nothing point-wise in comparison. So, and the other thing about it, Oklahoma City's not getting a whole hell of a lot off the bench. I mean, Jeremy Grant has been very solid. He dropped another 13 tonight. In his 30 minutes. But Patrick Patterson was a big zero. And if you're going as far as Raymond Felton, well, it's Raymond Felton. You know, and he was okay. He had 8 points, but he was a -9 off the bench. So they were losing ground when he was in there. And nobody else really contributed anything. So, you know, this is the issue with OKC. If the big three's in sync, they're going to win basketball games. It takes pressure off Steven Adams. But if they're not in sync, then all of a sudden the pressure has to go to other players and they're just not up to it. They don't have the talent level. You know, next year, when it's all said and done, it's because I'm still not buying into Paul George staying there. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But if for some reason he moves along, and OKC will be a lottery team. And it'll be tough to watch. Because as good as Russell Westbrook is, the West just keeps getting better and better. Younger teams are starting to evolve. You know, we've been talking about Anthony Davis for the last couple of days. He's far from the only one. So, you know, you got to keep that in mind. This could end up being a last hurrah for them. And they don't want to go out in the first round, but now they spit the bit on home court advantage. And they go on to play in Utah, which is a difficult place. If they go back 3-1, I would not be surprised. Wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. Again, doesn't mean they're a bad team. But you know, you're talking about a situation here where youth will be served sometimes, and Donovan Mitchell is serving up portions of it that Oklahoma City's having a hard time swallowing. So we'll see. Cavaliers, well, they kept from going to death door, at least that far. They took care of their business against the Pacers, or squeaked it out 100-97. They tried to give it away. They had a huge first half. Got outscored 21-16 in the third quarter. Got outscored 30-26 on the back end of the game as Indiana tried to crawl their way back in there, but LeBron dropped 46. As the headline read, the situation was dire, requiring dominance. LeBron James delivered. It's what he does. That's why he's one of the greatest ever. 46 points, 12 boards. Cadavers bounced back. Hit 29 at halftime. They were fortunate. Victor Oladipo missed that three-pointer right at the end of the game. 27 seconds left, would have tied it. Clean shot, man. Kevin Love gave him 15, jammed his left thumb. The hand he broke earlier in the year. Sat out the last 343, which defensively is not the worst thing in the world. But considering Indiana was down 18 points and got it within 95-92, Cleveland's pretty fortunate. And by the way, had they lost this one, with LeBron having the kind of game that he had, geez, it would have been done in four. They changed the starting lineup, as I predicted. Korver and J.R. Smith went in over Jeff Green and Rodney Hood. Indiana played without Oladipo early because he got two fouls in just a little over a minute. No, and it wasn't conspiratorial. He got an offensive foul, which is a legit offensive foul, and he knocked over LeBron James while James was setting a screen. And they literally had no answer from that point on. But when Oladipo got into the game again, he played under control, kept himself in there. Kyle Korver had a good game for him. Pacers was 6-22 on three-pointers. That ain't helping your cause. Game three is going to be Friday. I'm still thinking Cleveland's going out. Like I said, I didn't pick them originally to go out, so if they move on, technically I still get my pick. But I watched that first game, and I saw the better team in the Indiana Pacers, the better team all the way around. And by the way, anybody who thinks that this season is a fluke for Victor Oladipo, no. He's going to be doing this going forward. And Indiana is very fortunate to have this building block to continue growing around. They have the core of a very good young team. You have Sabonis, you have Miles Turner. You've got some veteran presence in guys like Thaddeus Young and Bogo. Bogdanovich is one of those guys, he can just play on my team anytime. Never shies away from a shot. Plays his game. He's gotten more and more physical over the last few years. He's the kind of guy I want on my team. Is he better served off the bench? Yeah, probably. But they're a 10-deep team and a legit 10-deep team. Just didn't play out this time around. You know, LeBron, and you got to give credit where credit was due, he's doing it on efficient shooting. 17-24. Almost all on the lane. Powerful. 13 free throws, 12 boards, 5 assists. Kevin Love contributed. Kyle Korver, again, started 12 points. You know, they're making it out like he was the second coming of Jerry West. You know, so you got to keep that in mind going forward. But quite honestly, it's a good game for the Cavs. Obviously, the game they needed. Obviously, on LeBron James's back. But they're going to need more than that. Larry Nance got his 24 minutes. He had 2 points. Tristan Thompson didn't play yet again. Hood, Clarkson, Calderon, Green off the bench. All had minor contributions. But this is the lineup they need to go with going forward. Took Ty Lue losing a playoff game at home in order to go to it. I don't understand why he didn't do it to start out with. He's the one who changed the starting lineup going forward when he got his coaching job back after his illness. And then you're sitting there and you're trying to justify, oh, well, you know, I'm the head coach, so I'm going to change the lineup. Yeah, okay, you had the right to do that, but they were playing great ball. As soon as he did it, they weren't. So, we'll see. We'll see. I still don't see him winning a series anymore. I don't. Indiana's the better team. They even look better tonight. They just got an all-time performance out of LeBron, and that's the way it goes sometimes. All right, we're going to screech to a halt right here. We're going to take some commercials, pay some bills, and be back right after this brief timeout with more NBA. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
1 minute to go here in the third quarter on Kevin Durant's homecoming night here in D.C. And Jan Mahinmi needs 2 breaks. Wow. After that.
Well, how about the two crossovers? That was unfair.
18-point lead at halftime. Wade striping it from the back all by himself.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andre 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack on Bob Black. NBA. We're sneaking a little NFL on the back end of this segment, finishing up with Indiana and Cleveland. LeBron James, one for the ages, 46 points. And they managed to win, although they could have lost yet again. It's they're not an enigma wrapped in a riddle. They're not. Cleveland's a team on the decline in a big way who happens to have the best player in the game on their roster. Whether they have him there next year remains to be seen. But we're going to find that out in the offseason. Because as soon as they are eliminated from the playoffs, and they will be eliminated soon, that's going to be the speculation. It's going to be him. It's going to be Dan Gilbert. It's going to be the whole front office. They're going to go back and forth. He's going to go into a shell. Every time he makes an appearance at the remaining playoff games, which he will do until the playoffs are done, he'll go see a Golden State game. He'll go down to Miami if Miami's still in it after Cleveland loses. He'll go to San Antonio. I mean, whatever the circumstances are, he'll go. And so there'll be all kinds of speculation. Is that where he's going to go in the offseason? Does this team have the cap room? He loves it. He's a drama queen. He loves this kind of speculation. He loves being the guy that people go after. Loves having his name in the news. Don't blame him. Best player in basketball. One of the best all time. Why not? He's doing Sprite commercials now. They're funny. I enjoy them. Trying to take full advantage of his off-court possibilities. He also does a lot of stuff within the community, and nobody can criticize that. No matter how you feel, the guy and his, you know, social media and all that kind of stuff. Doesn't matter. So they're in it. They're sticking around in it. That's okay. Houston blowout. Timberwolves are going to be done pretty quickly. Again, there's no big mystery here. This is a T-Wolf team that just takes care of its business. Not much to say about the game. It's an annihilation. And it's what they do. So, Houston, I mean, what can you say about Houston? Look, a lot of people don't buy into them. I do buy into them. I don't know that they're going to win a championship. They got to get past a couple of darn good basketball teams. But I'll tell you something. They're doing things now that they didn't used to do. They're playing big. They're playing a kind of basketball that is a hybrid of what Mike D'Antoni wanted to do. He loves scoring. Yeah, it's all well and good. He loves having the ball in the hands of guys who aren't afraid to put up the shots. You know, Harden had a lousy shooting game this game, and they still blew him out. Chris Paul picked up the slack. They got contribution off the bench. Gerald Green had a huge game. Trevor Ariza had a big game. But, you know, it still takes it down to, unfortunately. And when you look at the box score, Minnesota came out relatively strong, but a 37-17 second quarter effort put the game away for Houston. The rest was cruise control. Minnesota can't score. You're playing the Houston Rockets. And two of the four quarters, you scored less than 20 points. Loss. Towns was horrible again. Teague was brutal. this time around. And they couldn't throw the ball in the ocean. Well, that's pretty much a loss. Yeah, Houston's just going to take them out. Take them out in five. Probably four, but maybe five. Maybe to get that fifth. We'll see. We shall find out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. I'm loving, and I mean loving, me some NFL. All the visits have ended. And now everybody's just speculating. Draft is a week from today. Wish I was going to Dallas, but what are you going to do? There's a little bit of intrigue going on. Headlines now are more on what's going on with veterans in play right now. You got Gronk buying a stake in a Derby horse. Brady's in Qatar, and he hasn't said whether or not he's going to play. Titans are picking up the fifth year on Marcus Mariota. You know how I feel about Mariota and Jameis Winston? And this isn't revisionist history. There's starting to be a little speculation about Mariota. He's going to be the starting quarterback for the next 2 years, no matter what. Tampa Bay picked up their fifth year on Jameis. He's going to be the starting quarterback, no matter what. Both of these teams have had fleeting tastes of success with these quarterbacks. They've also had a fairly significant amount of failure with these quarterbacks. Mariota got his team to the playoffs last season. He's thrown for more than 3,000 yards in the last two seasons. He also had, I don't remember the exact number, but it was not good. Right, 16 touchdowns and 25 interceptions, whatever the number was. It was pretty horrific. The jury's still out on these guys, 13 touchdowns. You know, this isn't what you want to see your quarterback doing. And I'm not buying into either one. Not yet. We'll find out, because the future of these coaches is reliant upon these two quarterbacks. Yeah. Tampa Bay's coach barely made it through last year. You got a new group in with Tennessee, and they're hitching their wagon to a guy that I don't know is the guy. We'll see. We'll see. Like I said, not far from convinced. Let's put it that way. I've had enough quarterback talk. Nah, I really haven't. It's great stuff. You know, when you look at how this draft is going to go, and unless Cleveland just, I've listened to a lot of different draft gurus talking about a lot of different things involving the top couple of picks. There's only one certainty in life at this point in time, and that is that the Jets are going to pick a quarterback with the third overall pick, which, ironically enough, sitting here in New York, I understand why they're doing it, but I don't know that they should do it. And I'm a minority of one up here in New York. But for unless they're completely in love with Baker Mayfield, because I think that's their guy, and they're saying to themselves, this is the guy we have to have at quarterback. Period. Case closed. Okay. That's your guy. Then make your pick and go to the horses with it. Run as fast as you can. because you gave up a lot of draft capital to get there. Now, if he turns out to be the guy, then God bless, and they finally found their franchise quarterback after, you know, years of Ken O'Brien and Boomer Esiason and all the people who were good but not great. But if he flames out, then you're going to have a fired GM and you're going to have a fired coach. Still may end up having a fired coach. But right now they've got, I don't know, 16 wide receivers on the roster. And technically, they've got four quarterbacks on the roster right now, and that's before they draft. Now, the day they draft, they'll cut Kyle Petty loose. Some people still want to look at Christian Hackenberg. What, you know, you talk about, and you talk about reasons why the NFL needs a developmental league. Well, there's prime example number one. The guy has yet to take a snap in a National Football League game. Second-round draft pick out of Penn State with all the measurables. Allegedly can't hit the side of a barn, but cannon arm, 6'5", 230, whatever he is, can't get in a football game. And yet they're going to spend their draft capital on another quarterback. Now, unless Cleveland completely blows everybody out of the water and takes a running back, Saquon Barkley, then everything pivots with the Giants. Giants are sitting there with the number two pick. They will have to decide at that moment what to do. It's and if it goes down like we're all thinking it's going to go down with Cleveland picking a quarterback, my prediction is the Giants will pick Saquon Barkley. Up here, the speculation is Saquon Barkley, Bradley Chubb, or trade out. Very few people up in the New York metro area have them picking a quarterback. Even though heir apparent to Eli and all the things that we've been talking about forever. But if it doesn't end up being the case, everything turns with what the Giants do in the second round. And you remember it last year with the Bears trading up to get Mitchell Trubisky. Nobody expected that move. Nobody. So those kind of things can happen. Could they trade out with Buffalo? Absolutely. Buffalo have to sweeten the pot past the point system. Everybody talks about the damn point system. And that's all well and good. But if they're going to get that number two pick, it's going to have to be both the number ones this year, the number two this year, and probably the number one next year. And I don't think that they're going to be willing to do that. So we'll see. All right, we're going to step aside right here. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour of the attack. Don't go anywhere. I'm Bob Black, and stay tuned. It's good stuff, isn't it? Yeah, it really is.
Third down and goal for the five. Trubisky surveys, throws, and it's intercepted. Threw it into double coverage in the back of the end zone, and Quandre Diggs went up to grab it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, wrapping up the hour, and I'm happy. Yes, I'm happy and joy. My Mets are playing real good baseball right now, as they came back last night and beat the Nationals 11-5, crawling out of a big hole and avoiding the sweep before they go on the road. And they're playing good baseball, but one of my favorite ball players, Joey Bats Batista, is joining the Braves, and he's going to play third base. He agreed to a minor league deal. He's going to play himself into shape. $1 million, 1 year contract if they add him to 40 man roster. Gets himself into game condition. It's a no lose situation for the Braves. Really isn't. I mean, look, guy's 37 years old. He still hit 22 home runs in each of the last eight seasons. Four seasons with 100 RBIs. It's dipped the last couple of years. I get it. But you know something? If you can bring him up, bring him off the bench. Last year he didn't hit for average, but it was still 23 home runs, 65 RBIs. I'm just glad to see the guy employed. And oh, by the way, for those of you who weren't paying attention, Bartolo Colon had a perfect game a couple of nights ago. He took, I think, into the seventh inning before he lost it. He's still pitching well. He's like 92 years old. He's still throwing good ball. Lord knows what he's doing to it, but he's throwing good ball. Pretty amazing. And one last thing before we hit the door here, at least on this hour, is the Las Vegas Knights are now co-favorites to win the Stanley Cup, along with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Las Vegas freaking Knights, expansion team. Wouldn't that be a hell of a story? Well, that's it as we head towards the news. Make sure you don't go anywhere, and we'll be back with more fun and frivolity right after this brief pause.